You're listening to KNKX. Here are some of the transportation projects that will overtake Seattle in the next 3 years. The 99 Tunnel, the streetcar expansion, multiple new bike lanes, the convention center expansion, and light rail to Northgate and Linwood. Add that to private downtown construction, and you have what city planners are calling the period of maximum constraint. Seattle Times transportation reporter Mike Lindblom recently laid out all of these projects and others to show just how much harder it will be to get around downtown Seattle. He spoke to his colleagues Jim Bruner and Dan Beekman.
The thing to look for as a traveler down here is the near impossibility of having all these projects get started and finished at the exact months or weeks when folks are planning to do them. Maybe there'll be an extra 2 week delay putting the ramps onto the Highway 99 tunnel, or maybe the streetcar concrete won't cure fast enough in the northern part of downtown. All kinds of things can happen where not all of these projects are going to line up as designed.
You know, you mentioned in your story that during the mayoral campaign, Jenny Durkin, the new mayor of Seattle, said she was warning voters, congestion is going to get worse before it gets better. And she said it won't be the mayor's fault, sort of, I think, looking ahead. And if it's not her and she shouldn't be blamed, who is the one person who's in charge of all of this, or is it not that simple? Is there a leader?
Well, the person with the most political power overall in this situation is County Executive Dal Constantine, who made the convention center deal during a period where the rest of the downtown network is in transportation turbulence. Now, there are reasons to do it. For one thing, you lock down the construction costs. There's also the pressure and the enthusiasm to get more construction labor jobs going. And of course, the hotel industry. Hotels are growing while the convention center is not. So there are reasons for optimists to think that this is a good deal and you should just rush it and adapt to it rather than delay that. Sound Transit ordered a $600 million plus fleet of rail cars aiming for Northgate Link in 2021, but they're not going to be ready a moment sooner than that. That was all planned and conceived in isolation, not understanding how fast demand for light rail capacity was going to grow.
You know, there's not a lot of political pushback in the Seattle area, is there, to sort of doing all of these projects? Do you think that political viewpoint sort of plays into what's happened, along with just the accident of good fortune of having a very hot economy in Seattle?
Well, doing nothing isn't a good option either, right? And we've seen Seattle meet all of its growth in employment and housing by non-driving modes, more buses, more sidewalks, the rebuild of Mercer Street, which primarily increased walking capacity, didn't improve car capacity by much, if any.
The geographic constraints of Seattle are real, right? It's not realistic to think that if you had a super pro roads mayor or politician that they could do much different, could they?
Well, they could try, but you would get neighborhood pushback, and the costs, of course, are extreme. It took until the Murray administration for city officials to say the obvious, which is that we've run out of space and everything has to be absorbed by not increasing car traffic. But by that point, the city had already permitted more than 11,000 new parking stalls in South Lake Union buildings. So some of these things that seem obvious in 2018 were not spoken in polite society until 2013-14.
Well, what about eventually when all these projects are done? Is the result going to be something that really improves all of our lives and things are going to be great?
Yeah, the folks who are going to be worse off are going to be Southwestern, Burien, SeaTac, Tukwila commuters that have a job in Inner Bay or the Ballard Industrial Areas, Fisherman Terminal. Those folks, nothing in here is going to make their life very good. Folks who will be better off, people who live fairly close to downtown, bicycling routes will improve. Buses should be as good or better than they are now. Some Snohomish County commuters are going to have much better rail options than they do now.
Thanks for talking with us today, Mike.
All right. Thanks, guys.
That was Seattle Times transportation reporter Mike Lindblom talking to his colleagues Jim Bruner and Dan Beekman about what city planners are calling the period of maximum constraint. That conversation was an excerpt from The Overcast, the Seattle Times politics podcast recorded here at KNKX. You can find a link to the whole episode at our website, and you can find The Overcast anywhere you get your podcasts.